Happy New Year! I'm trying to give you the energy of the ball dropping as the clock counted down yesterday. Today is the first day of the first month of 2021. Happy New Year.
Welcome to the Iconic Womanhood Podcast, where we celebrate and learn from the wisdom of authentic, brilliant, conscious, and creative women from all around the world. This podcast will leave you inspired, empowered, and equipped to become truly iconic. And now, here is your host, Akenna. She is a transformational coach and speaker.
Welcome to another episode of the Iconic Womanhood Podcast. And today, on the first day, I want to talk to you about the power of the new year. Now, I've seen on social media and in other places and even had conversations with people who say, it's just another day. It's just another day. You know, there's no big magic in it. But what if there kind of is? Let me explain what I mean. Today, I want to talk to you about the power of the new. And I want to share with you ways you can harness that power. When we experience something new, there are certain things that happen to us. And so when we cross over into a new year, it is exciting. It is new. It is novel because, yes, we've been living, but we haven't been in 2021 before. There's something that is different. It may not be a big difference for many people, but it is different. There is some, let's call it energy, some power that we can take hold of and use to create momentum. That's what I want to talk to you about today. The power of the new. I want you to be able to harness it and keep going. If you've ever watched a race, then you know how you start really impacts how you finish. So today, I want you to really think about how you want to finish. And I want to share with you certain things that you're going to take hold of and figure out how to bring into your life so that they can help you finish, okay? So when we experience something new, like I said, it's kind of exciting. There is some excitement that we're crossing over to a new year. Even if time is a construct and all of this other stuff, the bottom line is we utilize this construct, and so we are no longer in 2020. We are now in 2021. I was reflecting on how, for me, growing up in Nigeria, but being born here, I remember when I first moved back to Nigeria, I was old enough, I was in elementary school, and or I think maybe first grade or second grade, I can't remember exactly, but I remember being able to write the date. And the way we write the date in the US is we put the month and the date, the day, right, and then the year. But in Nigeria, they put the day, then the month, and then the year. And I was writing down the date, 1-1-2021, and thinking, wow, this is one of those days where the date is the same, whether I'm writing in Nigeria or I'm writing in America. That's just an interesting anecdote. But I wanted to point this out to you because when you experience something new, like I just shared with you today, 1-1-21, just simply writing the date, I saw things a little different. I had fresh perspective. Fresh perspective. Oh, that's interesting. I never really thought about that. And I immediately started asking, are there other dates like that? And of course there are. There's 2-2 and 3-3 and 4-4 and I never even considered it. Not that it's huge, but there's something that happens when you have fresh perspective. In fact, what was happening within me, and we know this with brain, studying the brain and whatnot, even in that moment of learning, because that was learning, my brain power was increasing a little bit. There are studies that have shown that when people learn in new environments, novel environments, they take in information better. So there's something about the newness that adds value to the way we think, that expands us, that gives us fresh perspective, that opens our eyes in a different way, that gives us creative energy, creative insight. There's something about the new. I've already said it's exciting. When you experience something new, there's a little bit of a rush, right? Many people yesterday, you know, whether you were in church like I was, and I was in church online, or you were in a party, or you got dressed up at home, whatever it is you did. I know that some people had different rituals that come from their traditions and their culture. Certain foods are eaten and things like that. Whatever you did is something that was a bit out of the ordinary, right? So I ordinarily wouldn't stay up late past 12 with my daughter and sing at the top of my lungs, not worrying about my neighbors, right? Because we were praising hard, right? I wouldn't ordinarily do that, but there was something there. In fact, I don't know that my teenager would ordinarily sing with such freedom here with me. She would do it with her youth group, but not necessarily with me. So it was wonderful. I was kind of excited. I was filled with possibility. I was motivated. I woke up this morning saying, yes, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. You know, I just had some energy that I didn't have before. That's the power of the new. There is that shift. It's sometimes so small, it's seemingly imperceptible, but it's there. And if you can harness it, you can do a lot. You know, the law of inertia says a body in motion tends to stay in motion, and a body at rest tends to stay at rest. There are so many people that have become weary from 2020. I was actually going to say from the shenanigans of 2020. I wanted to say that, but the truth is when I reflect on 2020, I find myself in a very grateful place for the pain and the gains. You know, I wrote today that I'm deeply grateful because 2020 brought for me just a lot of different things, a lot of wins, a lot of transitions is what I'll call them. I won't even call them fails, right? A lot of different ways to see life and ways to be, a lot of lessons. I put up a quote from Zora Neale Hurston. Did I say that right? Let me take a swallow and give that another try, because I hate it when people mess up my name. So I will not mess up Miss Zora's name. Zora Neale Hurston. She says, there are years that ask questions and years that answer them. And for me, I knew 2020 had some tough times, but my goodness, there were so many wonderful things about this year. Unexpected, different, unprecedented wonders. For me, I learned how to hold space for grief and joy at the same time. I've always talked about it. I've always written about it. I've always sort of reflected on it, but I fully embodied that. I embodied my faith. My faith grew in a way I couldn't have grown if I hadn't gone through this year. I had clarity. Many of you can probably say, you're probably nodding your head like, yep. That was me. I got really clear. I got some understanding. Some of that understanding and wisdom was hard won, but it was wisdom. It was understanding. And all you'll get and get understanding. I talked about how I felt reborn in 2020. How even though I'm older, I feel younger than I ever have been. And I'm reclaiming myself afresh. The power of the new. And I woke up with just clarity and excitement, and I felt motivated. And I started to write down my intentions, and I'm going to just put in another podcast, the power of that, why that really matters. But I wanted to come on and just remind you not to be jaded, not to be cynical, not to be unconcerned, not to be weary. Don't be weary. I want you to try to capture the energy of the new. So you can get in motion. And when you get in motion, you can stay in motion. And when you stay in motion, you can finish strong. You finish good. You start good. You finish strong. You're going to keep doing this. So let me talk to you about some ways that you can harness the power of the new. In this particular time, and we'll be in a new feeling for a while. For some, it'll be just a few days, and then they'll quickly fall back into routine. Others will be maybe a month. If you're someone like me that just is always looking for opportunities for the new, then, you know, you might be in this for a while. It might be Happy New Year. You might be one of those people that is saying Happy New Year till spring. That's okay if you are, because you're harnessing the power of the new. In this season, when you are in that Happy New Year season, I want you to take hold of it in a few ways. The first is very simple, and it's almost like we have a cheat sheet with what we're saying. Happy New Year. Be happy. Find reasons to be happy. Find reasons to be joyful. When you get up in the morning, rejoice. When things go your way, rejoice. When they don't go your way, rejoice. Stay in a place of joy, in a place of, you know, there's something powerful about joy. I've talked about it on my IGTV. Joy is a power move. Happy New Year. I don't know what you went through last year, but you may have to let go of the hurt of last year and step into the joy of the new. It's a new year. It's a new me. It's a new day, and I'm feeling good. Take a page from Nina Simone. The second thing I'd like you to do to harness the power of the new is try something new. Like, actually try something new. So what I'm asking you to do in this is amplify the feeling of newness by actually doing new things in the new year. So you're amplifying it and you're getting more of that energy. And the more energy you get, the more momentum you have, and you use that momentum. In the next few episodes, I'm going to talk about that, how to use this momentum, how to direct energy so that you can finish strong, so you can have a great year no matter what. The truth of the matter is, I had a really good year last year, and I'm grateful for it. I had a good year in many ways. Even the things that I thought I wished didn't happen, as I look back on it, I'm grateful they needed to happen, because it has impacted who I am and it has made me better. So you want to try something new to amplify it. And it could be something new, like new food, a new way of eating. Many people will be on diets right now. I urge you that even if you're going on a diet, find something to look forward to. Try newness in it, not just restriction, but I'm going to add some new things to it. I'm going to try a new way of eating, a new way of sleeping, new rituals of self-care. I'm going to try some new things around the house. I'm going to give the house a refresh, change some decor or something, right? Something new. I'm going to go somewhere new to dance. This is the year I'm going to learn how to samba. This is the year I'm going to learn how to, whatever it is, something new. So I'd like you to think right now, what new thing can I commit to? What new thing can I commit to? The third thing is, I'd like you to reflect upon the past with fresh eyes, that fresh perspective. I'd like you to bring that to the table. Remember how I said that when I looked at this year and some of the things I experienced in this year and even the last few years, some transitions, it was perspective that helped me understand that those things that I thought were fails and those things that I thought were hurts and those things that I thought were difficulties were actually transitions that helped me transition to a higher way of being. Much like the caterpillar, when it is put into the pupae, it is dark, it is restrictive, it feels different from anything it's ever known. But it needs to go through that process in order to come out like a butterfly. So I'd like you to ask yourself, wow, what were the pupae moments? The things that I thought that I was ready to throw 2020 away. You know how people say, throw the whole year away. Get to stepping. I saw a lot of that on social media. But you don't want to throw the baby out with the bath water. In fact, It isn't wise to use your mouth to talk about how bad 2020 was, because there are things, like I said, that maybe in 2025 you'll have understanding about it and you will be able to say, oh, wow, that thing right there, it worked out for my good. Because when you talk about how bad it was and how the year just needs to be thrown away, it's okay to talk about the trauma you endured. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to acknowledge it was rough. It was rough going through, but I know that all things work together for my good. Because when you talk about it was bad, just throw the whole year away and things like that, when you say, I'm so ready, good riddance, you throw the baby out with the bathwater. And you make the scripture that says all things work together for my good. Well, the scripture says all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. But I put myself in that category. So I say all things work together for my good. And if I say that 2020 was a year that just needs to go away, it means I'm saying that the things that were in 2020 could not work for my good. I want you to just picture with me what that might look like. When you're putting a puzzle together, there are some pieces that may not be pretty. There are some pieces that may not really seem as if they work, but they work. They fit in without them, the puzzle is incomplete. And if you throw the year away, if you just discard it, you are discarding puzzle pieces that might move you forward in 2021. So I would like you to go back and look at last year with fresh eyes. Reflect again with openness. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you eyes of gratitude. Ask the Holy Spirit for understanding, eyes of wisdom. Look at it again. Look again. And what you're looking for are the lessons. What you're looking for are the blessings. What you're looking for are the things that you need to build on. What you're looking for are the things you need to release. Look again with fresh perspective. Finally, in harnessing the new, share the experiences that you're having that are new. Share the insights that you're having that are new. Have great new conversations. Talk about new things. In the Iconic Womanhood Facebook group, they are starting a book club, and they're reading some great books. And I saw that and I thought, awesome, go for it, ladies. I love it. I love it. There's so much power in that because you're sharing insights. And the more you share it, the more you ground the knowledge, the more you embody the knowledge and the wisdom. And the more you create positive energy around you, the more you build relationships with people who are like-minded and who are going in the same direction. It's like a school of fish. Have you seen fish when they're swimming? They swim in a school. Or birds when you see a flock of birds, they fly in an order. Just watch them next time when they're flying. Usually you might see it more in the U.S. I don't remember seeing very much of that in the tropics in Nigeria where I grew up. But here you'll see birds flying north for winter or south for winter. And so you'll see them in formation. When you look at the physics of those things, it's easier when they fly like that, and it's easier when the fish swim like that. And in fact, when herds move, often they position the weaker members in strategic positions so they don't have to work as hard. So when you share your experiences, you share the newness, you really do harness the power and you create more momentum for yourself. And in fact, what I would suggest, another way to harness the new, is make new relationships. This is a good time to reach out to people. This is a good time to say, hey, I've always liked the way you did this. I just wanted to reach out and say, I see you, well done. And maybe one day we can have coffee. I know that we're in a season where people are a little bit hesitant because we monetize pretty much everything, right? And sometimes it's hard to make friends in that way. But you can still reach out. And if they are not open to it, don't be offended. Just move on to the next person. Stay connected because it could just be a time thing for them, right? Stay connected and make friends. Making friends is different from making connections with people so you can utilize them. That's a whole nother podcast. And sometimes we do need to check ourselves because friends need to be able to bring, it has to be mutual, right? So if you're just seeing someone, you, I like what she does, I want to learn from her, and then you asking to be friends, you're not actually asking to be friends. If you want to learn from the person, you're asking to be mentored or something along those lines, which is a completely different conversation. So reach out, make new relationships, but you can also make new mentor relationships, new sponsor relationships, new coaching relationships. This is the time. Make new power moves. What you have been doing before, it got you here, but it will not get you there. So this is the time to say, you know what? I have been doing this year. I'm going to be doing this. This year, I'm going to up-level in this way because I'm expecting this kind of result. So this year, I'm going to do this new. I did this last year, and now I'm ready for something new. So what new things are you going to implement that can move you forward? So I've come to the end of this particular episode, and I want to say again, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021. And as a wise old woman said in the movie, The Princess and the Frog, it's gonna be good. Did you enjoy that podcast? I hope you did. I hope you got a lot of value from it. Listen, I'm hosting something really special on Sunday. It's the Becoming Iconic Masterclass. It's completely free. If you know me, you know I don't do a lot of free things. I've talked about why in the past. But I feel led to do this. And so I want you to join me. All you have to do is go to iconicwomanhood.com/beiconic. That's the letter B. Iconic, so biconic. Bionic, biconic. Oh, well, no, stay focused. It is iconicwomanhood.com/beiconic. It's completely free. And if you know someone who really wants to level up this year, who someone is looking for a new way to go about this year, who needs some motivation and some energy, who needs some new strategies and some new insight, make sure you invite them to join us. It's on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'll see you there. God bless.